Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chulin Daf Nun Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to the top of Daf Nun Zayin, the second line from the top, we continue with different problems that can occur in birds. Nishtabru Ragleho. Nishtabru Ragleho, of course, is a reference to the broken legs of a bird. Hahu Tsona. Tsona is a basket, the inkuri. Rashi explains these are birds whose legs are broken, either from below the joint or from above the joint. The joint known as the arkuva. The asyo lekame de rava. This basket of birds with broken legs came to Rava for questioning. In other words, there was a problem and Rava has to issue a legal ruling. Badke Rava betsoimes hagidin v'achshire. Rava checked out to see that the tsomes hagidin was intact. The tsomes hagidin is a confluence of sinews that comes together up at approximately the joint in the leg of the bird, and there have to be, in the case of a bird, 16 of these sinews have to be intact. He checked that out, found that they were intact, even though the bone was broken, as we saw in the Rashi, that it was a basket full of inkuri, and we said already those were birds with broken legs. But since the somas hagidin was intact, he rendered them kosher. Before going ahead in the Gemara, let us glance at the outside margin. We have a mivne heading. You'll notice a double underline, and we explained evarim shonim shenishmetu, different limbs that became dislodged, dislocated. The Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Shmutas Yad Bevehema Kshera. The Yad of a Behema is the foreleg, the front legs of an animal. So Rav says that if you have a front leg of an animal that has become dislocated, the animal is still kosher. Shmutas Yerech Be'oif Trefa. It's important for the continuation of this sugya to note that we are currently quoting the opinion of Rav as is presented by Rav Yehuda. We will see in the course of this sugya, which goes actually till the next omid, the issue of shmuta, of dislocated legs, we will notice how Rav's opinion is quoted by different later authorities in different ways. So in the meantime, we have Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif Trefa. The dislocated leg of a bird would render it a trefa. The Rashi explains Shmutas Yerech. He says, Buka di Atmo, the Shof Miduchte. This is the point on the leg, on the thigh, that attaches itself to the pelvis. And in this case, it became dislocated at that point. The acul nive and the sinews that connect this thigh joint to the pelvic bone decrepit, or the acul is something that's eaten away. Continuing in the Gemara, Shmutas Gaf Ba'oif Trefa. This is the upper part of the back of a bird, where the wing of the bird attaches itself to the back. So that became dislocated. And here the Gemara says trefa. Why? Chayshinon shema nikva horea. We are suspicious that maybe the lung of the bird became punctured. Ushmuel Omar Tibodek. Shmuel says that in the case of the Shmutas Gaf, he doesn't declare it automatically a trefa, but says it shall be checked out. And Rashi explains how you would go about checking out the lung of a bird. V'chein Omar Rabbi Yochanan Tibodek. Rabbi Yochanan rules, like Shmuel, that it's something that can be checked out. And it has to do with inflating the bird's lung, and if there is no hole in the lung, in other words, the air that you blow into the lung remains in there and it doesn't pass out through a hole, so it's kosher. Chizkia Omar Ein Reo Laoif. Chizkia says something that is may sound surprising, but he says birds don't have lungs. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Yesh Loi, a bird has a lung. The Yeshno Keolo Shelvered Bein Agapayim, and it's the size of a rose petal between, and it's located between its wings. Of course, internally in the area of the body of the bird between its wings. The Gemara wants to know, what did Chizkio mean when he said Ein Reo Leof? My Ein Reo Leof. Before we go further, we have a mivne, a structural note with a triangle featured. As you scan ahead in the page, you'll see a number of triangles appearing, four in total. And under the mivne note on the outside margin, you can see we've written four shlavei birur, four stages of trying to clarify bekavonas chizkio shomer ein reyal le'of, trying to figure out what he intended by that comment. So now we turn to the Gemara. Reading the question again, and we should also note that we have a long question marking that accompanies this. That's the shin you see encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical descending dashed line. My ein re'al li'oif. I le'mo de'les le'klal. If you are to suggest that it has no lung whatsoever, v'alko chazino di'islay, but we see that birds have lungs, Elo, maybe the lo mitrif bay. Maybe his intention is that though it has a lung, it's not an organ that would cause trephus if it gets a hole in it. Unlike a behema, an animal, a hole in its lung creates trephus. Maybe Chizkio's intention is to say that in the case of a bird lung, a hole would not create trephus. Well, if that's his intention, v'hotani Levi, but Levi has a Tanaic source that says otherwise. It says, trefos shemonu chachomim bebehema, kenegdon be'oif. The trefos that are listed off by the chachomim in reference to a behema, and this we saw at the beginning of this parak, parallel to the behema, you find the same thing by the birds. Now, in the case of a behema, there is trefos by the rea. Yes, Ralean Oif, the Oif, the bird, has an additional feature. Nishbar Ho'etzem Afobishalo Nikev Krum Shel Moyach. If the bird's skull has a break in it, even without a break in the membrane surrounding the brain, that alone, the break in the skull, creates trephus. For our purposes, though, the most recent suggestion that trephus is not applicable to the lungs of a bird, that's simply inaccurate. Ela? Ein loy loy linpal velo lichmar. What Chizkia meant to say was that if it falls, linpal nefila, falling, if it falls from a roof, where we've said in regard to animals, or in regard to the bird as well, you have to check it out. For example, we made a reference to the fact that maybe the spine is broken and the spinal cord is cut, so that has to be checked out. But in the case of a bird that fell, you do not have to check out its lungs. And velo lichmar means that if the bird fell into a fire, we have spoken about animals falling into fires, and we said that you have to check out its innards. Maybe they change color. In the case of the bird, you don't have to check out its lungs, the lungs of a bird that had fallen into a fire. My taima, why is this the case? Why is there this leniency? Omar Rav Chona, Rav Hana explains, Hoyol v'roiv sloseha meginos olea. Since the bird has a lot of ribs that serve to protect its lungs from the effects of the fire, therefore there's no need to check it out. The Gemara asks, "V'ha mida amar Rabbi Yochanan yeshlo v'yeshno ke'olo shel vered bein agapayim." After Chizkiyo had made his comment above that, there the ein re'o le'olif, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Well, there is," and he gave us its location. It's a description of it. It's like a rose petal between the wings. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan reacted thusly on the heels of Chizkiya, it must be that Chizkiya holds it really has no lungs. Let's read this again. V'ha midom Rabbi Yochanan yesh lo v'yeshno kelo shoveret bein agapayim. And you can see where this quote comes from by glancing at the double star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You'll find a double star parallel above. Anyway, the Gemara goes on to say, Michlal, we can infer from Rabbi Yochanan's reaction, the Chizkiya Savar, the less lay, that birds do not have. And that's what motivated Rabbi Yochanan to say, but they do have. Elo, Amri, B'marovo, Mishmei, Rabbi Yozi, B'chanino, Midvarov Shel Beribi. Beribi is the great man. It's a reference to Chizkiya. So it was said in Marova, in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Chanina, that from the way Chizkiya speaks, namely Chizkiya saying that birds don't have lungs, Nikar Shenobogi B'Tarnagolem, it shows us that he is really not expert in chickens. In other words, he doesn't really know about the anatomy of these birds. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading, and this you find in the outside margin, and also an indication that it lasts ad omid beis. The note says, Shmutas yerech ba'oif. We're talking about the dislocated thigh in a bird. He'ora, a note here, is Yesh la'akov achrei ha'shemois mi sover trefo umi cholek. A major facet of this sugya is going to be the need to keep after the names, to follow who says what. And particular emphasis should be made on statements quoted in the name of Rav. We continue now in the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Shmutas yerech ba'oif kshera. A dislocated thigh, in the case of a bird, doesn't affect its kashrus, it's still kosher. Omale rabo ba rav huna the rav huna v'ha rabonon de osu mi pombedisa. Omru, the rabonon that came from the town of Pombedisa, they said, Rav Yehuda mishme de rav omar. Notice we have here, as opposed to Rav Huna quoting Rav, here you have Rav Yehuda quoting Rav, saying, Omar, Shmutas, Yerech, Bov, Trefa. Unlike the Rav Huna's approach, his approach, quoting Rav, is that the dislocated thigh makes the bird a Trefa. Omar Le, so Rav Huna answers, and he's answering his son Rabba. He, Rav Huna says, Bri, my son, Naro, Naro, Upashte. Let us glance at the Rashi to appreciate this phrase. Naro, Naro, Pashte, Ein Pashte Hanohor, Doimim, Ze, Doimim. The different flows of rivers are not the same. Ze, Chorif, Veze, Omeid. Some rivers have a very swift current to them, and some are almost stagnant. Kach ein minhog hamakomos domos. So too, the minig, how to treat or look at a shmutas yerech by oath, differs from place to place. V'rav kshera svirale. Rav holds that it's kosher, just like I, Rav Huna, said. V'ra b'nei bumadisa shenagu bo iser v'lo hitiru b'fnehem. and the Bnei Pumbedisa, the people, the citizenry of Pumbedisa, let's say it more accurately, Rav saw the people of Pumbedisa who were dealing with it strictly and not eating from the Shmutas Yerach Ba'of. Velohi Tiro Bifnehem, and Rav would not matir it in their presence. Rav Yehuda Mipumbedisa Hafe, Rav Yehuda was from Pumbedisa, Vesavar the Rav Trefos Relay, and since Rav was in their place and he wasn't matir it, they came to a conclusion that Rav holds it's a trefa, when that's not necessarily the case. So what Rav Huna was explaining to his son is that there's the Rav basic shita, but then there's Rav's attitude toward places that were noheg otherwise, and one could have gotten the impression from the fact that Rav remained silent in those places that held it's a trefa, that Rav agreed with that, when that's not really the case. Continuing in the Gemara, Ozal Rabbi Abba Ashkechei the Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba the Kabodik B'tzemes Hagidin. Rabbi Abba met up with Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, and he found him checking birds Tzomes Hagidin. Omar Lei Lomo Lei Lamor Kulei Hai. So Rabbi Abba says to Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, what do you have to put yourself out so much for? What do you have to strain yourself? V'ha Ravuna Marav Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif Kshera, and you can see that we have a little star to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara. This will bring you back to the above singular star, which is opposite the line where Ravuna Marav said this point, that Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif is in fact kosher. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah explains, Ano Masnis in Yodana. I personally have a Tanaic source that backs my position up, and it says, Behemo Shenechtechu Ragleo Min Arkuvo Lomato Kshera. An animal whose legs were cut off from below the Arkuva, the knee joint, it's kosher. Min Arkuvo Lomalo Psula. If an animal's leg was cut off from above that joint, the Arkuva joint, that would make it a trefa. V'chein shenital tzomas hagidin. And likewise, if the area of the leg of tzomas hagidin was removed. V'yomar rav alo v'chein ba'of. And Rav said that whatever we're saying by behema applies also to oif. So that, according to this approach, a shmutas ayerech would be osir. Well, ihochi kashio derav adarav. Now we've got a problem with a seeming contradiction in Rav. If we take a look at the right-hand side of the Gemara text, you'll notice we have a squiggled arrow. And the arrow is positioned opposite the point between two lines of Gemara, because we have written in between the lines when Rav said v'chein ba'of, that we're saying that if the tzomas hagidin was removed from it, it would be forbidden. There's a parallel squiggled arrow above where Rav Huna Amar Rav, again Rav was quoted, that if there's Shmutas Yerech Ba'of, it's kosher. So it's a contradiction. Ishtik. Well, upon hearing this, he remained silent. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Abba says, Dilma Shani La Bein Shmuta L'chatucha. Maybe Rav makes a distinction between a leg that's cut off versus a leg that's dislocated. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says back, V'at Mefarshes Shmaitzei D'Rav. Are you coming to explain Rav's teachings? We don't really need you for that. Beferush Amar Rav Shmutas Shmuta Kshera Chatucha Psula. The distinction that you said al pi svara, up through a logical thought, logical application, in fact, that's what Rav said. V'altameh. And don't be amazed that if something is dislocated, it's kosher, and if it's cut, it's posel. So don't be amazed at that. Sharei chotcha mikan umesa, chotcha mikan v'choisa. We know that you can, and we've seen this expression also before, that you can cut a certain organ at one spot, the animal will die, but on another spot of this concerning the same organ, the animal will not die. At this point, we start a discussion that will take us down quite a bit of Omid Beis. Ozal Rebbe Abba Ashkhe l'Rav Yirmiyor ba'Abba dekobodik b'tzomes hagidin. Rebbe Abba found Rav Yirmiyor checking birds at the tzomes hagidin point on the leg to make sure that it is intact. Omar lei, loma lei lamor kulehai. So Rebbe Abba asked Rebbe Yirmiyor, what are you troubling yourself for? We have Rav Huna in the name of Rav ruling that even if the thigh is dislodged, it is kosher. And certainly if the Tzomas Hagidin alone has been removed, it will be kosher. Omar Lay. So Rav Yirmiyah, who took a strict approach, said, Ano masnisin yodana. I have a Tanaic source that I know. And it says, Behemo shenechtechu ragleho min arkuva ulamato kshera. An animal whose legs have been cut from below the knee joint is kosher. Min arkuva ulamalo psula. If the animal's leg has been cut off above that joint, it's pusel. V'chein shenital tzomes hagidin. And likewise, if the tzomes hagidin of the animal has been removed. V'omar Rav Allah, and Rav said concerning this source, v'chein ba'of, that by an oaf as well, a bird as well, if nital tzomes hagidin, it's a trefa. Well, ihochi, if this be the case, notice we have a squiggle under a squiggled arrow to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text. You'll notice that it points to two comments that we've written between the lines. Here we've written im nitaut somas hagidin trefa. Above we have a note that if there is a nitaut somas hagidin, it's kosher. So ihochi kashya derav aderav. Well, if that be the case, then we have a contradiction within Rav. Ishtik. So he remained silent. Omar lei. So Rabbi Abba says, Dilmo shoni law bein shmuta lechatucha. Maybe you are making a distinction, or a distinction is to be made between something that has been cut versus something that has been dislodged. Omar lei, Sur Birmiya says back, Viat Mefarshis Shmaitse the Rav. Are you trying to explain on your own Rav's teaching? Beferish Omar Rav. Rav actually said it explicitly. Shmuta Kshera Chatucha Psula. Vial Titameh. And don't be amazed. Shere Chotcha Mikan Umesa. Chotcha Mikan Vechoisa. We have seen on previous occasions that the same limb cut at one point, it could be considered a trefa, and at another point considered kosher. Now, the last number of lines of Gemara we have actually reviewed twice for the purpose of making sure that this is a clear discussion. And the reason for this repetition is because the Gemara itself now will almost replay all of this discussion again. Kisolik Rabbi Abba Ashkeche the Rabbi Zero to Yosef Vikomar. When Rabbi Abba came to Eretz Yisrael, he met up with Rabbi Zero, who was seated and recited Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav Shmutas Yerech Bo'ov Trefa. He quoted Rav, quoted Rav Huna, who quoted Rav, saying that the dislocated thigh in a bird renders it trefa. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Abba reacts, and we have a long question marking, and it's very helpful in this particular case to keep track of the length of this question. It starts here, and as you can see from the encircled kuf to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, and it continues down quite a number of lines down the top of Omid Beis. So Rabbi Abba raises his question on Rabbi Zeira, who cited a strict ruling concerning the Shmutas Yerech. So Rabbi Abba says, Amar Lei Chaye Demar. That's an expression, a type of oath, or expression for emphasis purposes. Miyoma de Solik Mar Lahacha. From the day that you, he's talking to Rabbi Zeira, from the day that you came here, that you came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, first Rabbi Zeira came, and then Rabbi Abba came to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. So he says, from the day that you came, Have lon pischen pe kame de Rav Huna. We had a reason to ask Rav Huna questions. The sha'ilne, and we asked him the amar lon shmutas yerech ba'of ksheira. It's interesting. It's the Rav Huna was asked this very issue, and he ruled that it's kosher. Vashkachte nami Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba diyosef v'kabodik b'tzomas hagidin. And I also, says Rabbi Abba, found Rabbi Yirmiyahu checking birds at the tzomas hagidin. The akshi lay, and I asked him, lo sovar lo amor hodom Rav Huna marav shmutas yerech bov ksheira. Do you not hold that a dislocated thigh by a bird is kosher? And if that be the case, you don't have to worry about this, about the leg problem. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who was checking the Tzomas HaGidin, says, Ano masnisin yodana. I happen to know a Taneig source, the result of which is a stringency. Behemo shenechtechu raglo minar kuvo lamato ksheira. Minar kuvo lamalo psula. Vechein shenital Tzomas HaGidin. This source, as we saw on Omid Aleph, is talking about an animal whose Tzomas HaGidin has been removed. The Omar Rav Allah, and Rav said concerning this, V'chein ba'oif. Likewise, by an oath, it would be a trefa. Hence, Rab Yirmiyahu explains, if you want to know what my basis for checking the Tzomas HaGid to make sure it's intact, it's based on this. The Amri Lei, and Rabbi Abba says, and I said to him, Ihochi kashya de Rav adarav. Well, then we would have a contradiction in Rav's. And for your convenience, we've circled the relevant Rav's. Above, Rav said, Shmutas Yerech Bof is kosher. A dislocated thigh is kosher. And certainly, if you are dealing only with a Tzomas HaGidin problem. And the second quote of Rav has him saying that it is a problem. Well, Ishtik. Rav Yirmiyahu remains silent. The Akshile, and Rabbi Abba said, I then said to him, the Dilma Shoni Lei L'Rav Bein Shmuto L'Chatucha. Maybe Rav makes a distinction between something that's been dislodged as opposed to something that's been cut. The Omar Li, and Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to me, the At Mafrishes Shmaitse de Rav, are you offering your own explanations for Rav? Beferush Amar Rav, Shmuta Kshero Chatucha Psula. Rav said explicitly that dislocated is kosher, cut is pasul. So as far as Shmuta is concerned, Rav says kosher. The At Ma Biyodach, you Rabbi Zeira, who quoted Rav as saying it's usher, well, what are you based on? We saw, and it's helpful to use the little star that you see to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. We saw back on Omid Aleph, where you find the parallel star, Rabbi Zeira quoting Rav, who was quoted by Rav Huna, that Shmutas Yerech Bof is a trefa. But look at how we've resolved what seemed to be a contradiction. Rabbi Abba says in Rav holding that Shmutas Yerech is really kosher. So Rabbi Abba's question is to Rabbi Zera, what is your basis? The Gemara answers, Hochi Omar Reb Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Rav. Rabbi Zera answers, thusly Reb Chiya Bar Ashi quoted Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'of Trefa. V'chein Omar Rabbi Yankiv Bar Ivi Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shmutas Yerech Ba'of Trefa. That a dislocated thigh renders trefus by a bird. So that is what I, Rabbi Zera, is what I am basing my stringency upon. We have a now long point that's made. It's true that Rabbi Yankiv Bar Idi quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying Shmutas Yerech Bof is trefa. However, Rabbi Yankiv Bar Idi says had Rabbi Yochanan been in town when the other colleagues ruled leniently, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have said a word otherwise. So now let's see this point. And you'll notice we have a nun that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line, indicating the length of this point. Nekuda, the nun stands for Nekuda, a long point. V'yomer Rav Yankov Baridi, il mole have Rabbi Yochanan ba'asra. If Rabbi Yochanan had been in town, in the place, the oru bo chav ruvasa lehetera, where our other colleagues or other rabbis ruled leniently regarding the shmutas yerech ba'if, lo parchis, he wouldn't have said a word. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan would not have ruled stringently against them. The Omer Rab Chanina Omer Rebbe shmutas yerech ba'if ksheira. Rebbe is now quoted as saying that the dislocated thigh in the case of a bird does not affect the bird and it remains kosher. There was a case that Rabbi Chanina himself had a chicken whose thigh became dislocated. And Rebbe was matir. Rebbe gave a lenient ruling concerning it. Rabbi Chanina then took that bird and pickled it and salted. Salted means preserved it. And he used to use this as an example, as an exhibit to the Talmidim. And he said he would use this bird as a source and say, Zeh hitir li Rebbe. Zeh hitir li Rebbe. Rebbe is Mekil regarding the Shmutas Yerech Ba'if, and he would use this bird to show the point. V'les hilchasa kechol hanishmaitza. The Gemara itself now rules that the halacha will not follow all of these teachings that were matir Shmutas Yerech Ba'if. Elo ki ha deshoal Rabbi Yossi bar Nehoroi as Rabbi Shimon Levi. Before we go further, we must take note of the fact we have a long point that is starting now, which will let go down. You can see from the long point marking, goes down to the fifth wide line of the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to make this point that the Shmutas Yerech Ba'of is not something that you can necessarily rule on to be lenient. He goes on to say, Elo ki ha deshoal Rabbi Yossi ben Nehoroi is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Like or according to the question that Rabbi Yossi once asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kederas kona bekama. A Kederas kona is a trachea that developed a hole in it, an opening like a window in it. How much of an opening like that would render it trefa? Omar loy, Mishnah Shleimo Shoninu, we have an explicit Tanaic source that says, Ad ki isoretaki, as long as the hole does not reach the size of an Isra Talki, it would be kosher. But you can see that at the point it reaches a space or an opening of the size of an Isra Talki coin, it becomes a trefa. Omar Loi. So he then said back, Vahalo Rochel Achas Hoysa B'Shchunasenu. There was a sheep in our neighborhood, Shinikdar Konashala. Its trachea developed a hole in it. The Osulo Kromin Shokona Vahoisa. And they made a type of artificial seal. They used some reed material and attached it to the trachea of the torn or holed trachea. And the animal lived. Omar Loi, so he says back, the Aldo at Somech, and on that you would rely. Valo Haloch Roivachas Bisrael Shmutas Yerech Boiv Trefa. And here we've dashed underline this because this is the main point for our discussion. It's a halacha rovachas, a well-known halacha, that a dislocated thigh in a bird renders a trefa. The tarnegolus hoysalol, the Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, he, Rabbi Shimon, had a chicken, shenishmeto yerech shelo, whose thigh became dislocated. The osulosh shoferes shokona v'chayso, and they made a prosthetic thigh for it. They took some reed and fixed its leg in place with that, and the bird lived. But how do you resolve that with the well-known halacha that shmutas yerech bof is trefa? Elamayis loch lemeimar, what are you going to have to say with regard to this prosthetic leg? Toch yudbeis chodesh hava. The fact that it continued living, it's true, but only within a 12-month period. Well, hochanami, so too in the case of the kederas kone, toch yudbeis chodesh hava. It continued to exist, but not more than a period of 12 months. So that, as we've learned on previous occasions, if the animal that has a trephus problem does not live more than 12 months, that's a sign that it's a real problem, a trefa. Now, we have to be able to isolate the main point that we just covered. The issue of the trachea was really an occasion to make a reference to the Shmutas Yerech. But we see from this whole discussion that to rule, like we had thought earlier, we saw a number of shitos, a number of opinions ruling the Shmutas Yerech Ba'of, you can be makil with, you can be lenient with, and we certainly saw that with regard to Rabbi Abba, and comments that were made in the context of Rabbi Yochanan, had he been in town when Rabbi was quoted as having been lenient, Rabbi Yochanan would not have been stringent. We saw a number of shitas pointing in the direction of leniency with regard to Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif. However, at this point, the Gemara, as a result of this long point, was saying, you can't come to such a conclusion of leniency. Now, since we mentioned Rav Shimon ben Chalafta as having made a prosthetic leg for his chicken, the Gemara continues with a discussion, a story concerning Rav Shimon ben Chalafta. On the outside margin under the No Say heading, we've written, Rav Shimon Chalafta, Askon Bidvorim. He was an experimenter. Mamsi Evorim Malachutiim. We find him making prosthetic limbs. And Bodak, he also, in Bodak, checked out in Yesh Melech Lenemolim, that do ants have a leader? Ants, as everyone knows, are rather industrious insects. And the issue will come up, do ants have a leader amongst them? So now, turning to the Gemara, Omru Olov al Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, She'askon bedvorim hoya. Rabbi Shimon was described as an askon bedvorim, an experimenter. V'yoyse davar l'hoitzi milibo sh'Rabbi Yehuda, and he did something to disprove the stance of Rabbi Yehuda. Sh'Rabbi Yehuda omer, im nitlo ha'noitza psula. Reb Yehuda has been known to say that if the fine feathers that are generally grow on a bird next to its skin are missing, so the animal is unacceptable. The bird is unacceptable. The Tarnagoilas Hoiso Lolu Reb Shimon Chalafta. Reb Shimon had a chicken, Shenitlo Noitza Shala, that was missing its Noitza feathers, its down feathers. The Hoiso, the Hinicho Betanur. Reb Shimon Chalafta took this chicken that was lacking these fine feathers that Reb Yehuda had ruled is a treifa. Reb Shimon took his chicken that was like that and put it into an oven. It's alive. V'tola aleha b'matlis shel tarsayim, and he covered the chicken with a type of apron or protective cloth that coppersmiths use. It's explained that this is a thick type of leather that coppersmiths use as, let's say, an apron. And he covered this chicken, which this covering would certainly protect the chicken from being damaged through the heat of the oven. The gidlo knafayim, and this chicken grew back its fine feathers. Ho'achroinim yoiser min horishonim. It's the quality or quantity of the feathers that grew now were superseded the original feathers that it had. Well, we see that Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta is showing that the lack of fine feathers is not reason for declaring it a treifa. We see that it can be regenerated. The Dilma Kosova Rabbi Yehuda Treifa Mishabachas. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would acknowledge this phenomenon, namely the growing back of the down. And Rabbi Yehuda simply says, but that doesn't indicate it's not a treifa, because Rabbi Yehuda himself holds a treifa can improve. No. Im Kain, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that a treifa mishabachas, it wouldn't be an improvement in the very organ or phenomenon that's causing the treifas. So Im Kain, b'midi demitrefa ba higdilo knafayim achrenim yosim in harishonim. Would you think that specifically in the area that Rabbi Yehuda claimed it becomes a treifa, it would in fact show improvement? In other words, it may be so that a treifa animal improves, but not at the very source of its becoming a treifa. So as far as the flow of this Gemara is concerned, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta feels that he successfully disproved Reb Yehuda regarding the point of the Nitla Notza. The Gemara goes on, Mai Askon Bidvarim. Why did he get this title? And it's pointed out that from this one experiment with the chicken coated in leather and growing back its down wouldn't be sufficient for him getting such a title. So why is he called the experimenter? Omar of Mesharshia answers, Dichtiv, there's a pasuk that says, Lechel nemolo otzel rei dorachel v'chacham asher ein lo kotzin shotir moshel tochin b'kayetz lachmo. The pasuk is exhorting the lazy one to go view the ant to see how industrious it is, that in the summer it's already preparing its food for the winter. Omar, so Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta figured, Ezel echzi ivadai hu deles lehu malka. I want to check out if it is for sure that it does not have a king. Oza betkufas tamuz. So Rav Shimon Chalafta went in the summer season. Parse leglime akina de shumshamni. Shimon Chalafta took his cloak and covered it. He covered an ant colony. That's akina de shumshamni, is an ant colony. Nofak also chag minayo. One of the ants came out upon feeling the darkness as a result of the cloak covering the ant colony, so one emerged from its hole. Isnach be Simona. And as that one ant emerged from its hole, Rabbi Shimon made a notation as to which ant it was. Ol Omar Luhu Nafatula. So the ant went back into his ant colony and said, "It's shady." In other words, it's all right to come out now. The ants are, according to this Gemara, would not be in direct sunlight. They didn't like direct sunlight. So this news spread amongst the ant colony that it's now shady. Nafku v'asu, the other ants emerged. Dalye leglime nofal shimsha, and Shimon Chalafta removed his cloak that had been on the ant colony, now enabling the sun to shine directly on them. Noflu ale v'katle, all of the ants ganged up on this one ant that gave them what is really the false information, and they killed him. Omar. So Rav Shimon Mechalafto concluded, Shema mino les lehu malka. There must be no leader. And the ants are able to work with goals and carry out missions even without a leader. The islehu, had they had a leader, harmano de malka loli boy. Harmano is rishus, a permission. Would they not have needed the king's permission to kill the false news bearer? And we don't see them, we saw them ganging up immediately on the false news bearer as soon as they realized that the sun was shining on them. So the fact that there was no seeking of higher authority rishus, allowance, permission, it must be there is no king. Omale Rav Acha Breid Ravala Rav Ashi. He raises questions regarding this last conclusion. V'dilma malka hafabadayu. Maybe the reason that they didn't go and consult with the king ant is because he was there amongst them. Inami harmana de malka havanakiti. Or they had already come into possession of harmana de malka, royal authority or legal authority to kill those who bear false news. Inami, another explanation for why they immediately jumped on this one ant without having sought out the permission. Bein malka lemalka havu. It was a period between kings, between leaders. Dechtiv bayomu mehem, ein melech b'Yisrael ish hayosher v'einav yaseh. This pasuk is from Sefer Shoftim, which says that in those days, in the days of the judges of Israel, there were no kings, and as a result of that, everyone was able to do his own thing. So, you have three suggestions as to, let's say, to deflect the conclusion that they certainly have no king. And as we saw, maybe the king was there, or maybe they had already a prearranged legal authority to kill false news bearers. And finally, maybe it was a period of time between kings, and that's why we didn't see any consultation amongst the ants for gaining permission to kill the false news bearer. Ella, so how is it that you can possibly say that ants do not have a leader? Ella smoch ahimnusa nishlomo. Rather, rely on the trustworthiness of Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech authored Mishle, and in that posit that we saw earlier, the lazy man is recommended as going to watch the industrious ants. And when in that pasuk Shlomo says it has no leader and there's no police or governor, just let us rely on Shlomo Melech. Omar Rav Huna, Simen L'Treifa Yud Beis Chodesh. The Simen, when dealing with a Suffolk Treifa, is its ability to last 12 months. Rashi says Yud Beis Chodesh, Im Kach Choya Biyadua Shelo Nishrafa. If it continues to live for 12 months, then you know it's not a trefa. Mesve. Now the Gemara challenges this. Simin l'trefa kol shema yoledes. The sign of an animal being a trefa is if it cannot bear offspring. Rabbi Shimon Gola Omer, Mishabachas v'olachas biyodoa shi kshera. An animal that, as time goes on, continues to improve, that's a sign that it's not a trefa. Misnavna v'hileches biyodoa shi trefa. If an animal you see is misnavna is an expression of decay and dilapidation, where you see an animal rotting away or becoming weaker and weaker. Biyodua shehi trefa. That's a sign that it is a trefa. Rebbe Omer, simen l'trefa shloshim yom. The way to know something is not a trefa is to see if it continues living for 30 days. Omru lo valo harbe miskaimois shtayim sholosh shanim. There are many animals that last even 2 or 3 years and are in fact trefas. So what happened in this discussion is Rav Huna said, in order to get out of the trefa category, it's got to let live 12 months. This source shows us that let's glance at the Rashi. Shnayim v'sholosh shanim v'kashi l'Rav Huna. This presents a problem for Rav Huna. The Yud Beis Chodesh Leko L'man Domar. In this source, we don't see anyone that says 12 months. We saw 1 month, you see 2 years, 3 years, but you don't see Yud Beis Chodesh. The Gemara responds, Tanoihi, the issue is a machlokes Tanoim. Tisanya, Uvulgos, Shiesh Bo Nekev, Echod Oroch. A gugolas, if it's lacking because it has a hole in it, it might be an elongated missing bone strip, or even something that has many holes in it. They will mitstarfen, the source says mitstarfen le lo mektach. Lo mektach is a shiur that creates trefus when dealing with a skull that's missing bone to it. How much? So the shiur is melo mikdach, a drill bit in size. It's a small hole. Omer Rabbi Yossi ben Hamshulam, Maisa v'inbol, Minbol is the name of a place, be'echod shenifchisa gilgatoi, there was a case where the skull was crushed, the osu lo chiduk shel kruya, and they made for it an artificial bone covering made of the shell of a vegetation called kruya, and the animal lived. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, Misham Raya, from that you are trying to prove that it's not a trefa. Yemois hachamo hoya, it was when the skull got crushed, it was during the summer. V'kevon she'ovru alav yemois hatzina miyad meis. And once the winter months, the cold months passed, this animal died. If we look in the Rashi, Tanoihi, de'ika de'svira le'krav huna, de'katani le'kamon, it's a reference to the source we just learned, Yemois hachamo hoyu v'kevon she'ovru alav yemois hatzino miyad meis. That we're describing a creature that had lived through the hot months and through the cold months and then died. That shows us a period of 12 months. V'yesh makesh shehi niv'eres umeis Vitochom. There are certain kinds of injuries that generate heat. Hilkoch bo'inon yemois hachamo v'yemois hatzina. Now we've dashed underlined in the Rashi because this is a reference to the 12 months. At the end of the Omid, the Gemara says, Omer of Acho bar Yankov, Halocha trefa yoledes u mishabachas. You could have something that's a trefa, and it will even be able to give birth, to bear children as a trefa, and you find it improving. And the fact that it's improving doesn't mean it's not a trefa. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.